Hey, everybody. Welcome to Buzzing About Romance. I am Becky, and joining me for this episode is Leah. Hi, Leah.
Hi.
And Heather. Hi, Heather.
Hi.
Heather is here fresh off of Sports Romance Con up in Minnesota. You got to meet AJ Truman. You did not end up with a protection order, right?
No, I don't think he did. No,
That was nice. Stalker.
I wasn't that weird. I mean, it's like
you weren't that weird.
I probably was weird. Yeah,
that's okay. Oh, of course. Yeah. In the comments is already starting, in our YouTube comments, ready for the weather report.
I mean, I've got a good one.
And it's so sweet. Everybody's like, glad you ladies are back. Bonnie says it's been a lonely week without you all. Well, thank you, everybody. We are happy to be back.
We are happy to be back.
I had to give Mike a to-do list. He was on spring break, and then that first week, and then the second week, the girl child did her, she worked at the theater.
Oh, tech week.
It was tech week. And so because she doesn't drive, it was a lot of us having to go get her, and it kind of coincides with the time. But also Mike still had a to-do list.
Yeah.
Like, because I want my deck done. Like, my kitchen still needs a remodel and bathrooms need done. But I really want my deck redone first. Priorities, you know, right, ladies?
You know what's funny is because when we were talking the other day and we were talking about Lit on the Lawn at the bookstore.
Yeah.
And I said something about coming. Mike said something about the deck, but I didn't like catch it. And then he like walked away. And then when you told me today that the deck is happening, I was like, oh, that's totally what he was talking about.
It was. So, but okay, Heather. We'll talk about our weather next, but tell us what's your weather like in Minnesota right now.
It's like a blizzard. I mean, I think people have gotten up to 18 like inches, like a couple feet of snow. The state patrol is telling people in parts of Minnesota not to even drive,
which is crazy because it's Minnesota,
right? And as you head north, it's interesting because it gets to be less snow. Like, my son was supposed to leave to go back to Fargo to school, and he's home for another night because you just can't drive.
Yeah. I know that Mackinac Island Bridge has been closed all weekend because of the blizzard, and they had something like 36 inches of snow the last 2 days on the UP, so...
Well, and Duluth is getting hit pretty hard, like, because it's Lake Superior, so they have high winds and the waves and stuff. But, like, Friday, people are flying in for that sports romance convention, and that it's, like, right near the airport. And they were canceling flights for Sunday.
Yeah.
Like, people were like, what am I supposed to do? Should we drive to Chicago? And I'm like,
which is just Chicago's crazy.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because it's kind of going up in a line through the UK or through the UP into Canada, so... Bonkers.
Well, and then people are like, well, maybe go down to Iowa. Well, they closed the Iowa border. I mean, down there by Albert Lea and stuff, it's closed. So that would not have been a wise move.
No.
You're just stuck here in Minnesota.
Leah and I, and no, we don't live in the same place, but our weather pattern is pretty
similar.
Yeah, you're about, what, a half a day behind me?
I mean, it depends. Honestly, it depends on the day. It could be like 6 to 12 hours, really.
So Leah and I, we experienced all the seasons multiple. On Friday.
Yes. So at one point, so Becky and I were talking, we were on a business call, or like, I mean, we talk every day, but we were actually talking about like work this time. And I look out my door and there was snow. But then by the end of the day, it was like 65 degrees.
Yeah, there was a little rain.
We had a little bit of rain.
Thunderstorm too, because it was thunderstorming here last week. I'm like,
so that's a fun story to continue. We have had super high winds.
It's the wind. So yeah.
There are trees down everywhere. My neighbor next door, like, so our Friday night, we're at the aquatic center, as we are most days, and half of the pool lights go out. And then we're like, okay, what's going on? And then they turn back on and then they turn back off. And so when we leave, like the base, like the first floor of the aquatic center, there's no lights in like the hallway. And so then we come home because you can swim with like half the lights on in the pool. We come home and I get an email because it's our school musical this weekend, which they did Frozen. It was very good. Nora and I went yesterday. But they had to cancel it because there wasn't any power in the auditorium. But so we get home, and my next door neighbor does not have power. And the rest of my road does not have power, but we had power, and the other direction had power.
So in Findlay, we had 72, 74 mile per hour winds on Friday. Mike is convinced our fence is not going to survive.
Oh, my neighbor's fence did not survive.
But Cleveland, the airport, Burke Airport, which is, I believe, the airport that's right on Lake Erie. Mike says, yes, I'm right. It had 85 mile per hour winds. It clocked the highest winds in our area.
Yeah, it's bad. This
So
weather
bad.
is like insane. Like it's really windy tonight too. Like I'm waiting for more trees to
So
go
Jen
down.
Ellen would like us to very much do a whole episode about weather-related romances. And we do have a couple
Well, but
open
here's the
weekends in
thing.
April.
They are coming. They're coming. The weather romances, like
Are
there's
they?
like four or five.
There's a
Like,
couple tornado chaser ones.
yeah.
I mean,
Well,
we
that
always have
one,
snowed
I
in.
actually taught, like, I sent an email about doing an interview with like the author of one of them coming up.
Jessica Claire, it's an older romance, but they get stuck in a hurricane. Bonnie as Quinn East, book one, there's
It's a
a hurricane.
snowstorm.
No, it's a hurricane, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. No, it wasn't a hurricane. It was a snowstorm.
No, I think it was
Well,
a
she's
hurricane.
here. Maybe she can tell us.
She'll tell us as we sit here and fight about it.
Well,
Well, I
Erin
was like,
Nicholas actually has a whole series about hurricanes.
yeah.
Or no, tornadoes. They're tornado chasers.
Here's me plugging Erin, and then I'm like completely blanked on her
You're like,
name.
what? Yeah, Heather sent us a
Oh,
text
for
over the
crying's
weekend.
sake.
She's like, who is the Iowa author? And we're
I
like,
know, I'm like, she lives in
Erin.
Iowa. She writes from New Orleans, like, blah, blah. I like totally sold it.
Like, you
I'm like,
knew
she's gonna be at
all
the
the
Iowa
info.
Wild game, all this. And they're like, oh my God, it sounds so great. And I'm like, oh my God, what the hell is her name? I'm like, Carrie Elks. I'm like, nope, it's not Carrie Elks. I'm like,
Carrie does
Erin
not
is my
live in the
sister-in-law's
States.
name, also. I mean, the fact that I could, whatever.
That's really
That's
funny.
so
But
funny.
yeah, Erin has a tornado series.
And so the weather is kind of crazy here tonight. So if we randomly just go out, it's the wind that took
Yeah,
us
we have
down.
that too.
Okay, so that is not what our episode's
It's
about.
perfect.
No wind. We're not talking about wind.
Not tonight, at least.
Although, don't you think, you know how there's those inanimate object romances, you know, like the door and stuff like that? Wouldn't
That's
a
your kind of
weather
thing. Maybe,
one kind
yeah.
of be?
How would you do weather, though?
I don't know, the tornado turns human? I don't know. It just makes me think.
Maybe.
And now Leah's like brain is like, huh. How does this work? I don't know. But
Maybe
this
it's
is
like a weather vane.
a weather vane shifter falls in love with the weatherman. Make it
Maybe.
MM.
Speaking of weather, has anyone read or read watched DTF St. Louis with Jason Bateman? Because if you haven't,
Not
please
yet,
do
no.
yourself a favor and watch it. It comes
No, I
out
haven't
on
yet.
Sunday. It
Okay.
is going blind. I went in blind because Jason Bateman. I mean, hello.
I mean, seriously. He
And the
has
title.
aged well.
He has
Oh, I
aged
know.
very well.
Anyway, it's not what I thought it was, and I'm really enjoying it. So,
I
was really good
anyway.
in Ozark. I like that a lot.
I've been
It's very much like
binging
Ozark.
Shrinking on Apple TV, and I'm
Oh,
caught
with
up.
Harrison
I'm
Ford.
currently caught up, and the end of that episode, I'm not sure I'm okay. I haven't started The Pitt yet because I was kind of waiting so that I could binge it a little bit. So,
Hit
Rooster
us
Jen
in.
Ellen is also on my list because it's Steve Carell.
Yes.
Oh,
We
Rooster's on my list too.
were watching The Lord of the Rings.
You're so nerdy, but I love you.
It's not, you're not wrong.
I'm also waiting for people to watch Bridgerton season four.
Yeah,
Because I have a bold statement for you.
not
It
here.
this is actually my favorite season.
Okay, but did you read Benedict's book?
No,
No,
I didn't.
see,
See,
you've not read any of the
that's
books.
why.
I just can't. I just can't. I don't believe in it. And like, I
I
just
rate if I
can't.
watch, it will be a rage watch. I probably will watch it eventually, but like I love Benedict. He is my favorite.
I also canceled Netflix this week, so it goes out on the 22nd. So if I'm going to watch it, we got to watch it before the 22nd. I'm
I'll
like,
probably watch it eventually,
I'm doing
but
my
it's, I'm
sneaky
just,
cancel the subscription services to see who
how are you
notices.
sneaky about it when you announce it to everybody?
Nobody pays attention to me.
Well, this is true.
Nobody listens to me. Like, I can't tell you the last time someone heard something I said.
I mean, Mike did tell you you were correct, so clearly he was listening.
I mean, you hear me yell at Stanley. Does he hear me? Does
Yeah,
he
but
listen?
Stanley is a dog. It's a little bit different.
Is it? Is it
Not
different?
really, because mine listens to me when I
Right.
yell at
Ollie
him.
listens, Stanley not so much.
Well,
Okay, so this is not what we're talking about today. We're not talking about TV today.
sorry. I mean,
I
but we
will
could
say
be.
though, as a grown-up without like little children, I did watch Zootopia 2 and I love it.
I really am excited to watch
Awesome.
that.
It's so cute, you
Also,
guys.
more Jason Bateman.
Also, I happened to end up on TikTok the other night where someone is saying that one of the zebra bros
Yeah.
is actually a horse and not a zebra. And there's a whole
What?
conspiracy thing on it. And of course, I put my tin hat on and I fell down that rabbit hole.
As one does.
I'm just.
Tin hat. That's funny.
Anyway, so again, not what we're talking about today, not Zootopia, Becky.
Major pivot.
Major pivot.
It though? Because there's some dark themes in Zootopia.
There, and actually, to be honest, there's kind of a mob family in Zootopia that's the
Yeah,
bad
because isn't
guys.
the wolves, aren't they like?
Well, this time it's the snow leopards that are bad.
Ooh, I could see
Oh.
that.
So today we're revisiting, well, I say a trope, but it's really a subgenre
It
that's
is.
been circling romance shelves for years, but feels especially hot right now. We're going to talk about mafia romance. Dark, intense, morally gray heroes, high stakes, family loyalty, violence mixed with devotion, and heroes who would absolutely burn down the city for their heroine. So today we're going to dive into why is mafia romance having such another big moment right now? What mafia offers readers that contemporary romance sometimes doesn't? And the classic beats readers expect from mafia romance stories and how that relates to books we think you would like. It might not be, I will say, I think between us, we probably have 7 or 8 new authors that we've tried since we did our last mafia episode.
I was trying to remember the last time we did one.
2022.
Oh, so
Is it that
I.
long ago?
2022 or 2023, it was early in the
I mean,
year.
we've talked about
Yeah.
different mafia books that we've been reading, though, throughout, so.
Oh my gosh, Jen Ellen, I'm so close to breaking free of it, and you all are pulling me right back in.
You're welcome, Jen
And you're
Ellen.
welcome.
You're welcome.
I bet Jen Ellen probably has some that none of us have even, I mean, because she really
She
reads a
loves
lot
it,
of it.
yeah. Although I do think she kind of looks to us a little bit as to like what we're reading to help her kind of weed through it, because there's a lot. And like today I was going through it and I went to look at one because I was doing looking for audios. And I went to look at one audio and then another audio, and they were all like virtual voice. So I was like, yeah, nope, going back.
Well, and this time I kind of just went authors. I didn't go specific books that I've read because, I mean, we all know I don't keep very good track of that.
Yeah.
But it was more of like
I did
just
both.
authors that we found. And a couple of them I found because Jen Ellen had found them, or I had found them and Jen Ellen did. And I was like, oh, I forgot I read that author. I need to go back to it.
So one of the things that, and we were kind of talking about a little bit before we came here on live, is mafia romance. You know, Katie Robert wrote that O'Malley Brothers series, and I think that's a 2013, 14, 15 series.
Yeah, it's pretty old.
But by 2016, the majority of mafia romance had moved away from traditional publishing and had really gone into the indie space. Like mafia was something that indie was doing, trad was not buying it, and even dark romance, again, was not necessarily something trad was buying. And it is getting more and more commercialized, dark romances. And now we are seeing mafia romances sell to traditional publishers and dark romances too. The Luna Pierce series has sold, or yeah, Luna
Luna
Pierce.
Mason.
I think Luna Pierce has too. I think they
Well,
both
the
have
Luna
sold.
Mason one did.
Yeah, they've sold to traditional. Now, I will say, some of the ones that I have read coming out of the traditional publishing houses, they do feel not as like So I had an arc of The Auction by Sadie Kincaid. It felt lighter than the New York series she's writing right now.
Oh, really? I haven't read it yet. I
Yeah.
have the arc.
So I was like, oh,
We're not
like
talking about timelines.
I wanted dark. I wanted a little more gritty. I love a sex auction. I mean, hello, Golden Angel, give them all to me, you know? This one, okay.
Felt muted.
It did. It felt really muted. And just remember how we used to talk about, like, in 2021, 2022, the trad pub sheen that we felt. And in some of the dark romances that I tried. Well, Saffron Kent has a dark cowboy romance that kind of has some mafia vibes to it.
That
I
one
tried it.
is that out yet, or is it just
It's
it's
out.
coming out? Oh,
It's
I
out.
couldn't remember if it came out yet. I knew it was.
It was okay. You're right. So Jen Allen talks about Trad should pick up the Irish Mafia by Melanie Moreland. Yes. Yes,
Yes,
because
they should.
that is more their style. So they recently picked up Dell, who is a label of St. Martin's Press. They picked up Malia Kane's current series. And okay. I like that series. It's okay. But it's definitely more like a little lighter than Joe Ramsauer, a
It's
little lighter.
soft. It's a soft
It's a
mafia.
soft mafia. It's current. Like, I don't think Sadie Kincaid's, her current Manhattan series is as bonkers and dark as her Chicago stuff was.
I loved the Chicago stuff.
I loved the Chicago stuff too, except Lorenzo, He Can Die in a Fire, because that book was bad. But outside of book two, or book, I think that was book three,
He
because I
was book
loved
three.
Joey.
Joey was book two.
I
I
loved
love
book
Joey. I
one.
love
Joey's my
Joey.
fave. Yeah. It's a lighter, I feel like Manhattan is really
Well,
light.
but you have those soft ones, but then you have Nyima Simone's like retellings that are like they're not straight mafia, but they have the mafia-esque to them, and they are dark and they are not soft.
Jen Allen has a good point that like at some point the trad pub has to really do the consent piece.
Except, did
And
you read The Villains by Rena Kent? It's her MM series that she's publishing with Bloom.
I didn't read that one. I've read other stuff by her.
Not a lot of consent.
No.
And they're
She
labeling
doesn't have a
those
ton
as
of
mafia.
consent.
They're labeling those as mafia, and I don't feel like
I
they are.
don't
They're
think
more
those are
villain
mafia, though.
stories than mafia.
I didn't think those ones were mafia, though. I thought they were something else.
Well, it's a little more secret society. Secret society.
That is something that is up and coming right now.
Well, and I think mafia kind of gets grouped in with secret society and with even some dark academia if the mafia is, like a little more muted in it in the story.
Because that Shane Rose, that new series behind closed doors is book one, and book two is coming out. I can't remember
At the end of the
what.
year, I think like October.
Yeah, like there's a gap because they're trad, but I mean they're bonkers because it's Shane Rose. But
Right.
says it's like mafia vibes, but it's more secret society to it.
Yeah.
So Renee Rose has a spin-off, The Brat That Airs, and it is it has secret society vibes, but also Bratva because they're like all the kids are the kids of the Bratva, and that was good. Like that book one I read was good. I don't know when the next one's coming
Well,
though. I
and
would.
so as I was going through the list, I always like to Google mafia romance books. Like whatever our topic is, I'll Google it because
I do that too.
it'll bring up other book blogs that have like TBR lists, or it'll bring up the Goodreads list. And so I clicked on the
I
Goodreads
always like
list.
to read those Goodreads ones.
The Goodreads one is really out of date.
It's so out of date. So bad.
Because it has Danielle Laurie sitting at the top. She's not writing at all. She kind of got canceled because it came out in like 2021. Like she was big in 2020, and then by 2021 it was out that she was very pro MAGA, and readers said nope, and she stopped writing. So she could have a new pen name. I don't know. None of
Yep,
my
nobody
business.
knows.
I just know that as Danielle Laurie, we're not getting books. And then Sophie Lark was the other top one. And again, she's not writing. Her Instagram's been wiped.
Yeah.
It's one picture of
Oh,
her.
really? Her
Yeah.
website's down.
Her website is down. Everything, like, out.
Wow.
And then Cora Riley, I know, is still writing, but her rep can be problematic at times.
She's like begging people to read her new release coming out. So she did. She like published a book. Oh gosh, a few years ago, Irish Mafia, and now she's re-releasing that one, and then she's pushing out the second one coming up here.
And people
But
just
I
aren't
don't
reading her books anymore. I don't feel
know.
like she's relevant much right now.
She has so many gaps between what she's. Yeah, I mean, there's lots of things that are issues. I haven't
Well,
read her stuff in a
and then
long time.
SJ Tilley, which her Mafia, the Alliance series, is a lighter Mafia. It got bought up by Entangled. Mafia King series by Olivia Thorne. That's one I like, but she kind of came out of nowhere, had a bunch of books, so I don't know what's going on there. And then Sadie Kincaid was on that list. Outside of that, it was hit or miss. Like, not a ton of Neva, not a ton of Jill Ramsey. Like, the list on Goodreads was so
It's really
outdated.
old, yeah.
None of mine that I have read within. I like pulled my
Your form,
spreadsheet
yeah.
from like the last 3 years just to see. And have been slow. I've only read between like 30 and 35 Mafia a year, which is not
It's a little
much for
light for
me,
you.
really. No.
Okay, so why do we think Mafia is hot right now? Why do we think one trad is picking it up? But also, why do we keep coming back to it?
Well, because life is a dumpster fire and it is okay to just kind of read the bonkers books where
Well, and I think
it's okay to kill people.
contemporary men are problematic, right?
A lot of them, yeah.
And I see this conversation happening all the time on threads, like, especially some people that write Canadian or that write cowboy romances. And tons of Canadian authors have been like, I live in Canada. My cowboys are Canadian. We don't, but we do know there's some conservative Canadians. I see that conversation happening all the time over on threads. Like, are these cowboy heroes okay? Or are these just white men?
But I will say cowboys are selling right now.
They are, but
I think the morally gray is it like they're positive, like morally gray. Like they're not, they're I don't know how to put it. They're
it's
not
that
awful.
feeling
Like,
of burning
I
the
don't
world
know.
down for you. The fact that
Yes.
he will walk through gunfire, he does not care who the fuck he shoots down to get to you kind of love. And I think all of us, emotions are really extreme right now, right? Like, everybody's just feeling it. And I think that with Mafia, it's titillating, it's exciting, it's intriguing. I think Leah froze because I said titillating just for her, and she said nothing for me.
I actually did not freeze. I just was just letting you go for once. I was not interrupting.
They're obsessed with their heroines
Right.
oftentimes, right? And that like can feel obsessive, but it's like not, it's like in a good way. Like they want their heroines to be safe.
I think part of it though is in a mafia book. I mean, I like a third act breakup, everybody knows that, but in a mafia book, I feel like they fuck up like bigger than like in a contemporary book.
Well, but I think that that's it, right? Because in a contemporary book, they have real life problems, jobs, real jobs. They, there's the miscommunication. I think it's part of the reason that billionaire romances are still selling. Even though we hate billionaires, the billionaire romances keep selling because nobody's talking about the price of gas and the price of eggs and the fact that your factory shut down. Like, we don't have to deal with
Although
that in a billionaire
eggs are cheap
romance.
again. Eggs are cheap again, so it's not
The
really.
billionaire doesn't know how much eggs are. Like, they
No,
don't, their
they don't pay
housekeeper
attention
picks
to
them up.
anything. Seriously, they don't go to the grocery store.
And the
They
stakes
don't know
become,
that grocery bill has like tripled in the past like 5 months again.
but the stakes are also life and death. You know what I mean? And it's that extreme emotion, right?
I also think their families, while they're flawed or whatever, their families are important, whether they're found
Well,
families or their biological family.
because it's always family first. It's like the family is the like utmost importance. Yes, they like do bad things and kidnap people and kill people and torture people, but it's like the family is important, and like going against the family is like the biggest thing. So it's that loyalty that we're not always seeing in other things right now.
Stacy says, I can tell when I move from mafia to more straight contemporary when I'm wishing for more murdery comeuppance.
I mean,
She's not wrong. And I think there's key parts to mafia that are always going to prove into that universal fantasy, that are always going to create that dopamine rush, and that's extreme loyalty. You get forbidden love, the dangerous protector, clear power and hierarchy. Like you understand where you are in that.
Yeah, like you're either in charge or you are a peon.
The moment the hero chooses her, and I think that that's part of the reason that, like, when I read the J.L. Beck and the Monica Corwin co-write ones, they chose those heroines each and every time. Like,
Well, and one thing I like is like it's one of those ones where it's like the Romeo and Juliet type thing where they choose that heroine even though like it goes against like everything that they have been taught through their like through their
and the
lives.
claiming moment, like he claims her. And I recently worked on a super secret project, and I really cannot talk about it, but there's a moment he chooses her, and I was just like, yes. Yes. Like that was like, as I was reading, I'm like, yes. But it's a super secret project I can't tell you about. Why do readers keep coming back to mafia romance? Heather, why do you consistently have 35 mafia romances every year?
I think, I don't know when I say this, it sounds weird, but it's definitely a comfort read for me. I think because there are set rules in their world, right? Like, and I like that. Like, if you go against the family or you deceive the family, then you're like dead. Like, you know what I mean? I think it's like gritty, like it's a different kind of gritty. I am not a huge violent person, but I'm like, I like when like it's not mafia
It's a
light.
mafia book.
I know. So it's like if they're not killing someone, like what the heck is happening, right? Like
I'm not a violent person, but there has to be lots
what?
of
Like,
killing.
come on. I don't know. I love, I mean, I'm a sucker for arranged marriage. And I love that like they're stuck together and then they kind of have to figure it out, right? Like they know the rule of their society and they have to stay together. They have to figure out how to make it work.
It's the dangerous man who could have anything in the world, right? He can walk into the room and have anything he wants, but he chooses her above everything else. And how many have we read where he's like, fuck the family, this is her, she's mine, you
That's
know?
one thing I like, but I mean, I guess with it's the unhinged element, because we all know like I like a crazy hero. And it's like in Mafia, it justifies the crazy a little bit more.
And they're tough. Like these guys are tough, right? Like they definitely will kick a dude's ass for like looking at their woman sideways. And that's like great.
Everybody likes an eyeball scooper.
No, people don't really like that. I mean, they like that type of personality, but they don't want you to talk about eyeball scooping.
Everybody knows what I'm talking about
We
then.
all do, but nobody wants you to keep talking about it.
I actually just listened to that book because I like to reread in my ears, and I just listened to their book again, and it was so good.
I never thought about this. Stacy brings up a really valid point. The vibes are similar to old school historicals, so it feels like a similar plane of fantasy just with modern technology. And she's not wrong. If we think about the bodice rippers that we hold dear to our hearts, like the Joanna Lindsay, the Mallory family, like it's family above all else. Like they don't care if they're pirates and fucking over the kingdom. Like, they do not care. It's for their woman, and they, a lot of them claim their woman. So I never thought about that. It's, yeah, that's like really interesting because it does have that same, like, if we look at the parallels of historical to mafia, family dynasty, the right for an heir a lot of times is driving, like you have to be married if you're going to be the Don.
Well, because you need a wife and some like an heir. Like you need
There's a
that
level
child.
of opulence that comes with the mafia that we have that opulence in historical romances.
People like fear you or revere you, like you know what I mean? Like you.
Like you hold that power. Like people either want to partake in the power or they want to like just do what you want so you don't use that power against
And
them.
Janelle,
I
family
think that's the
alliance.
word.
Yeah.
It's power.
Well, it is there, and there's a lot of power. And of course, we have all seen, that a lot of the mafias have a lot of power dynamic. And if we look at old school historicals, there was a lot of power dynamic in those books also. So interesting. I
And
never thought
maybe
about that.
that's why, since that word came up, power, I feel like a lot of us feel powerless. And these heroines are with men who have a lot of power. And they
Well,
often have secrets about people, or they do shady crap for other people, and then they are owed favor. You know what I mean? Like,
and I think part of it too is like in the ones that I really enjoy, like the heroine ends up being quite powerful as well. Like she, like in the hero or heroes, because sometimes there's more than one, they allow that and encourage it. Like they want them to have like the power that they deserve and to show people like I am like enough to be his equal to stand next to him. I have this power over you.
So what mafias have we read recently that we are slightly obsessed with? I will say, before Heather gets started, I will say, I want to say I tried because I saw Sue mention in the chat she's reading Kristen Proby's In Seattle series, and the spinoff has a Seattle Mafia. The first one's The Underboss.
Oh,
She's
she so
writing,
she spin off her
I think so.
KP stuff into the Natalie Kane
I
stuff.
think that that's
She
what it
did.
is. And
Kristen probably did have a mafia. I
right,
can't remember what that was.
she's
And
writing it
Natalie
under Natalie
Kane.
Kane.
She had one that she wrote under Kristen Proby, but not, and then now she has Natalie. I can't
Okay.
remember what that one
So
was.
I
Let me
read the
look
Natalie
it
Kane book and I did the
Jen
audio.
Allen read it too.
I did the first two or three chapters and it just felt like Kristen Proby trying to do mafia and it did not hook me in. It was one of those books that was very easy for me to put down. And I was a little disappointed because I didn't expect her voice to change. Like when an author starts a new pen name, I don't expect the voice to change, but I do expect like something different. Is it grittier? Is it darker? Is it, have a little bit more intensity, maybe different tropes than what we would see in a book under their other pen name. And this had none of that for me, other
Well,
than
it's
it
like
was supposed to be
Charity
mafia.
Farrell who does contemporary, but her voice in her mafia series, it's still the same, but the writing is so much stronger.
Yeah, I do love that Charity Farrell series.
And Deborah Garland also writes mafia, and I love her mafia. I think that that's been evident.
Yeah.
But she also has like contemporary, and I her mafia feels mafia. Like there's murder
Oh,
and
yeah, her mafia is dark. It is gritty. There is like check content and trigger warnings
Oh
before you
yeah,
go
for
into
sure.
any of her books because there are a couple like they could be really triggering for some people. But yeah, she writes a very strong mafia, but she also one thing I like about her books is her characters are very different. Like you're not going into her books and they're all the same. Because I have come across like two or three mafia authors where like the books are well done, but it's like I'm getting the same style of character each time. But Deborah Garland, like brother to brother, cousin to cousin, like female to female, they're all varied and different. And it's really nice that you can like just, and one thing with her stories too is you can jump in anywhere. Like you don't have to
That's
read them in
nice.
order. They're very good standalones. Like you do get more understanding of some of the other characters, like if you read them in order, but I have jumped around in her world.
So
So
Jay,
I
oh, go ahead, Heather.
didn't.
Go ahead.
So I did not go in order. I didn't. You guys know. I just kind of go in where I like the trope and I just jump in. So I did that. I went to the Quinlan series and then I went back to Astoria. And I'm kind of glad I did it that way because if I would have read Astoria, I would have not liked Cormac. And I read Quinlan series and I love Cormac. And so then I went back and now I'm like, oh my God, I'm mad at him, but I also like really like him.
I think
Well,
that's
because
fair.
he's one of those characters you're like, I don't know how she's going to bring him like up.
I'm excited for him.
So also Jay Sommen is writing Mafia under the name Julie Sommen. And I tried it. I put it down. I need to go back to it to give it another try. I just was not the time for me to read that one, but I am intrigued by her doing this. Do you know what audiobook I finally got through, Leah?
What?
The B.B. Easton Dublin one.
Oh, really?
What's it called? The Devil of Dublin. That audiobook, phenomenal. It was gritty. It was dark. The hero is Irish in that book, and the narrator was Irish. So, like a real accent. It was, and his voice makes it is dreamy.
Well, and if it's like an authentic accent and not a fake one, that's even better.
Right. Yeah, not Joe
Yeah.
Arden pretending to be Irish.
Mm-hmm.
Janellen says she's read V.T. Bonds and wasn't bad, and plans to read more. Okay, who else are we reading, Heather?
Well, okay, so Jane Henry was one of my favorites from years ago, and I saw that she had a new series, so I jumped in, obviously, because I'm a chaos person. Don't, it's so good. The book is so good. It's my book of the week. But it's just book one and the rest of them don't come out till May.
Oh, that
And
sucks.
I didn't even know, but it is like a second gen book. So
Oh.
that's good.
Oh.
From I just lucked out. And it's the second gen from the Dangerous Dom. So it's the Irish Mafia. And then this one is the McCarthy family legacy.
Okay.
And her, I love the families. It's a little BDSM. There's some sex club in it. And yeah, it's like very gritty mafia. Like they're not afraid to murder people.
No,
I like Gritty Mafia.
What do you have, Leah? What author have you read recently that you've enjoyed their mafia?
So actually Lucy Darling, who does novellas, she did a mafia, and hers are, I mean, she didn't shy away. It's not super gritty, but because it has her like lightness as she writes, but she did the first series was A New Reign, and it The book one is the head, like he's becoming the head of the family. And then she's releasing the new ones right now, and it's the second gen, and it's called The Kings and Queens Will Rise. And so it's like all the kids are like coming into their own, like in the family, things like that. But she's one of those authors where she writes a really strong novella. You've read a couple of hers, and she's had some other darker ones that she has written as well. But I just enjoy them. They're short, they're easy, like they're enjoyable. There's never like problems with the books, and they're always over the top. She does a lot of double virgin books, which you don't always get, but like she that's one of the things that she writes. And so it's kind of a nice change of pace sometimes to have that. But
So one that I read a while ago and I just recently revisited with them was Sienna Cross, her Kings of Temptation series.
Okay.
It's if you like Anna Hong, if you like Sadie Kincaid, it's steamy Italian. It really works really well. She's got good covers. They're man covers. They're good covers. I do enjoy her series. She's not one that we've talked a lot about, but I have enjoyed her books a lot in the past. So I think she's not as dark as Zoe Blake. So there's definitely some consent. It's not completely dubious or non-con. Probably in line with like Rebecca Gannett. No, because Rebecca's are a little more softer. Maybe Amisha Stone. Maybe closer to Amisha Stone
So like it
grittiness.
has some of the grittiness, but it has enough
Yeah,
of the
like
softness
a little bit
too.
of Jill Ramsauer vibes, a little bit. Not bonkers like a Sarah Bale.
I'm excited for her new Mafia one that's a duet. Like I downloaded book one, but then I didn't read it because it's the duet. I'm really excited for that.
I know, I know.
Good
Well,
duet.
her Secret Society was really good. I would say, you know what? Santa Cross is probably in lines with M.L. Philpott, which, again, if you haven't read the M.L. Philpott books, pick them up. They're worth it. I don't think she's in KU anymore. I think she's wide now again, but I do think her books are in Kobo.
Well, and if you have
Oh,
read the Piper Rain books, like the P Rain, like it's their darker pen name, they have a it's Secret Society, like kind of mafia vibes. It's four brothers, the Voss brothers. They actually retitled them recently, and so I can't think of what they're called, what they are now. But it has that Secret Society like retelling aspect to it, and they're well done. Like they're definitely a little bit the voices. A little bit different than their contemporaries, and they do like really lean into the dark, which, but it's not so over the top. So if you like aren't sure, like if you like something like that, that's actually a good bridge, like between the contemporary.
And if you like Malia Fenelli, who,
Mila
me,
Fanelli.
is it Mila? Okay.
Mila. Mila.
Oh, if you like Malia Fenelli, who is Joanna Shupe, I don't care. I don't like her books. I think her books are bad. But if you liked it and you liked that they were set in Italy and you liked the dynamic of her writing, Gabrielle Sands is an absolute easy pick over. They have the same vibes. They're very Italy based. And, kind
Well,
of that same messy family
her newer
complicate.
series is in the
Oh,
US.
is it?
Yeah, the I can't think
I
of
just, I think book
her newer ones are US. She is hit or miss for
big
me.
four in that series, I just kind of had enough.
Yeah,
Wait,
I
who are
read
you
a
talking about?
couple.
You're talking about
Gabrielle
Gabrielle Sand.
Sands.
Oh, I'm talking about Malia
Oh, yeah, those
Fennelly.
I didn't like those ones either.
No, I th there was some raging on those.
Yeah, we did. But the Gabrielle Sands, she's a hit or miss. Like there's something about them that doesn't always hit, but I couldn't put my finger on it. And I think it might just be like the pacing or the way the characters
Yeah.
play out. She definitely has some more too stupid to live vibes than I usually
I
like, but
think that that's one of the things that I get a little frustrated with sometimes in Mafia, though, is if the heroines are too stupid to live vibes. So, like my super secret project that I can't talk about, but I'm going to tell you little things about it. Mike's laughing at me. That was one of the things that as I was going through the super secret project, I'm like, she can't be stupid. She can't be stupid. She can't be stupid. Like, that's
But I
just.
will
Ooh,
say,
Lane
like,
Hart.
depending on the story, she can have stupid moments and it's okay, but
She
she cannot
doesn't.
be
She's
too
a
stupid.
badass.
No, I.
I'm just telling you, I made sure she's a badass.
But some, like, stupid decisions don't bug me. It's when, like, they're just
You know what
idiotic.
it makes me think of? You know the old cartoon from Rocky and Bullwinkle, and I am so dating myself right now,
I do like a Rocky and
where
Bullwinkle.
they would tie the girl to the tracks.
Natasha.
Yeah, and the Mountie had to come save her, before the train got her.
Natasha and Boris.
Yeah. I always like when
Yes, I know all of the names, so
when we
yes.
come like when I come across a mafia book where the heroine is like so stupid, I just want to give it like the Rocky and Bullwinkle Canadian Mountie rating. Like this is one Bullwinkle.
Oh,
We
evil
should
one
just start doing that.
just call it the
I read this. I forgot about L.K. Shaw,
Oh,
and they have
yes.
not. She hasn't released a book, and I love. She has
She,
three
okay.
mafia
So I'm
series, and I
friends
love
with
them.
her on Facebook.
Okay.
And she has been in a very, very serious writer's block. She cannot get past it. So she's actually the next 2 weeks, she's in Europe with her mother on vacation and hoping that that brings her enough joy
Inspiration
and
and
inspiration
joy.
to come back and be able to write.
She writes a very good book.
She does, and she writes a
I
tight book
really,
too, like,
so
'cause
good,
it's
so
not
tight.
overly long. And that's one thing,
No.
knock on wood, we haven't seen yet in Mafia. Our Sadie Kincaid comes kind of close to these overly long, overly written. SJ Tilley does, but that's because she has like one sentence in a chapter and then goes on to
Or
a new chapter.
I have yet to read those because the formatting bugs me.
Yeah, that whole like
Like I
one
can't read those
sentence for
books
a
because of the
chapter just
formatting.
annoys
Like you
me.
cannot format a book like that. Just don't use the fucking sentence, people.
What are they?
Author
L.K. Shaw.
L.K.
I'll
Shaw.
put it in there.
And I think she might be Kobo. I'm not sure if her.
She is.
She goes in and
She will
out.
rotate because every once in a while they'll be in KU, but I don't think she has anything in KU right now
Has
that I haven't
Golden
booked.
written
She
a
hasn't.
mafia book? I mean, she has some mafia-esque.
Oh.
She has Mafia
Didn't
S,
she in
Sinestra
Sadie? Or
Ainge.
didn't she in Stella?
I don't think that's
I
Mafia,
don't
though.
That the Cherry Pop and Daddy one?
I don't think that's
The
Mafia.
Virgins?
I think it's just a virgin auction. Book one, Lottie, was very good.
L.K. has like I think a couple free. I looked today when I
She
was
might.
making my list.
Okay,
The other
Permafreeze.
one, Tara Crescent, I stocked her. So she has
I've
a
stocked.
Venice Mafia series,
I like
and
how you got
it's
closer to your computer
I
and you're
was
like, I
like,
stocked her.
okay, but she sends out all these newsletters, and I'm like, we need more mafia. She does a really I really liked it. The first one was The Thief. It was like around the time of the Louvre heist, and so then it got me into it. You really need to check your trigger warnings, Leah. You can't read the last book in the series. That's a no-go for you. So don't
Okay.
even try.
Okay, so Stella Moore, speaking of Stella Moore, and she's, well, she's going to be a guest in April
She is,
because her
yes.
book that's coming out in April is Mafia.
Is it?
I didn't realize that when we saw it's called King of Sin, The Ruthless O'Rourkes.
Nice.
Ooh, I love that name.
I
O'Rourke.
gave
Yeah, I
him my
really like it.
innocence. Now he's determined to claim all of me.
Oh, nice. Oh, I bet she runs and he has to chase her because she like gets scared and he's gonna burn the world
Now
down,
he'll
but he's
stop
looking
at
for her.
nothing to keep me, our child, by his side, even if it means burning the city we both love to the ground.
Heck yeah. That is my kind of mafia book.
So I made the error with Jane Henry, and so then I went back and I just
That's what you got, you
downloaded
fucked up.
another book. I'm like, oh my God. That's why I was like, you guys are gonna totally like be like, yeah, that's like something Heather would do. I started reading Unleashed, and that it's a Bratva book, and the heroine wakes up and she's like chained to a chair. I was like,
Ooh.
that's my
So
jam.
we don't talk about her much because her books are always in a duet. And I know that that makes some of us a little crazy. Nicole Fox, she often you often find her
It's
trending.
duets or trilogies.
It's duets. The last 3 years they've all been duets.
Okay. Because she was kind of going back and forth for a little bit,
The
but
other one is Naomi West.
yeah.
Naomi West and Nicole Fox, they're a little hit or miss, but for the most part, there's lots of people being chained to things, lots
Yeah,
of
there's a lot of
kidnappings.
unhingedness.
But they all work. Like, there's never a moment where I'm like, Oh, part of the reason I just don't pick them up is because it's hard to
They're
even.
so long.
Well, it's hard for me to read one book, so to read two books is just
Well, and they're
hard.
two, both
Yeah.
books are typically like 350 pages. Like they're not short books. Like
Yeah.
Kylie Kent, like she gives us, sometimes she gives us like trilogies, duets. She is all over the board, but they're never super long.
Yeah.
So it doesn't bug me as much.
Another thing I want to mention, because I want everybody to put it on their TBR right now tonight, Bonnie Poirier. She has a book coming out April 6th called Vow of Loyalty, and it is a mafia romance, and
Yeah,
it's
Bonnie's taken
delightful.
a turn from the Cowboys.
Yeah, we're going dark.
We are very excited about it.
Very
Where
dark.
is it set?
Chicago.
That might be my favorite city to have mafia.
So, do you have
I
a favorite
love
city for? I love Boston. Give me Boston every time. I think that's why L.K. Shaw, like, because the family goes. Do you have a
I don't,
favorite city, Leah?
because I hate the city. The city is the worst. So I don't like,
You're so
I don't
funny.
attribute anything to my favorite.
Okay.
But Boston is like closer to you, right?
Right.
Like,
Well,
and
like,
Chicago is like
no,
my,
Chicago is
well,
closer
we're
to
like
me.
actually
Oh,
right
I
in
love
the,
Chicago.
yeah, Chicago's
We're kind of
closer.
in the middle.
I mean, honestly, you guys don't know this, but Cleveland has a pretty big mafia scene in real life.
Oh, I'm sure.
Same with St. Paul.
Like,
I mean, I'm sure
I.
Pittsburgh has something, but they're all Yinzers, so it's they sound stupid.
There was a family member that at that when Mike and I got engaged, he offered to introduce us to his friend Danny DeJeweler.
Danny DeJeweler.
DeJeweler. That was his name. And I was like, I don't think we need that. And then stupid, naive 22-year-old Becky, why is he called Danny DeJeweler? Well, you know, he was an
My
enforcer
grandfather,
that had
when
rings.
he used to be a like a trucker, and my grandmother was like, yeah, when we would go to New York, he'd just get out, go and talk to a couple people, and they'd let him into the front of the row. And I'm like, that's not okay. She's like, yeah, he knew people.
Well, Danny really was a jeweler, so that's probably what the name was. But just
Yeah,
saying,
but still.
Cleveland's got some mob. Okay. Anything else? Any other authors? I will say,
I mean, there are lots of other authors. Like, we can always do like a separate
yeah.
post in like a Substack or something. But for me, like, I tried out T. Priston. I have enjoyed what I've read. Tammy Anderson. I know Jen Allen has read her, and like, I've read a couple of hers. They're pretty good. Sienna Trapp, if you
Oh wait,
want.
that's my book of the week. Don't. I'm gonna talk about it there.
I'm just saying, if you like a softer mafia, she's a good one to try out. You can still have her book of the week.
Why you do this?
How about Penny D? She has a couple. I liked her.
I haven't read her. Lane Hart, if you like a bonkers one, her Las Vegas ones are very bonkers. Her New York are not as bonkers. I haven't tried the Bratva one because it's a duet and I had to wait.
Not
But the
Natasha Knight and A. Zavarelli. There, if you like J.T. Geisinger and you like how those books kind of come around a little bit and like
Yeah.
things all fill together, Natasha Knight and J.T. Ge or J A.
A
Zavarelli.
Zavarelli. I just downloaded an A Zavarelli today.
I her books Salvatore, that one, they're bonkers. But they're delightful.
KL Dawn, she has a bunch. She is wide, so you do have to buy all of them. They are shorter, they are gritty, they are dirty, they're a lot, but I really enjoy her books. And then Faith Summers is somebody, she is Carden Gray. If you've read a Carden Gray book, this is her mafia pen name. I read Empires of Sinners. I enjoyed it. They're a
Yeah.
little bit softer as well.
She's the one who left the ChatGPT prompt in her book.
No, that wasn't Faith
I
Summers. That
thought
was
it
somebody
was
else.
Faith Summers.
No,
That's,
it was a different
was
author.
it a different Summers? It was
Yeah.
somebody Summers.
I don't remember who it was.
I thought it was her.
No,
Okay,
I don't
I'm
think it
sorry, I
was
was
her.
wrong. Okay, so that's it for that. I'm sure we'll have more Mafia Rex because I'm feeling
Hey,
like,
yo. Dawn is Donn, BT Dubs.
Yes.
And she,
They are
Kings of the
Jar.
Underworld.
Oh, Chloe Summers is who? Oh no,
Yes,
Jen Ellen
is.
Singh at question mark. I don't know.
No, I'm pretty sure it's
So
Chloe
both.
Summers that left. Yeah. Yeah, K.L. Dunn is very gritty, very dark. Like those one, like that mop, the Adair Empire and those ones, like check your trigger warnings.
Yeah.
She may not be for everybody.
Okie doke. So now it's that time
It's that time
for
for book
Book of
of
the
the
Week.
I didn't do my jazz
Book of the Week
hands.
time. Heather, what's your Book of the Week?
It is Wicked Altar by Jane Henry. It is book one in the McCarthy family legacy book. It is very dark. It is an arranged marriage, a little BDSM. The heroine, I'm 100% sure, has autism, and the way she writes autism into this book, especially for a female, was done so great. I loved it. It's very angsty. There's some mystery in it, and I really, really liked it. And I am really excited for the next couple, but they aren't out till like the summer.
Okay. Leah, what's your book of the week?
My book of the week is The Paris Match by Kate Claiborne that Becky was talking about at the Crapery. I did an interview with her on Friday. The book comes out April 7th. It is so good. It is they are in Paris. So the heroine is going to her ex-sister-in-law's wedding, and the hero is the groom's best man and best friend. There's a lot of it just they're older and there's a lot of maturity in the way the book plays out and just the way the story plays out is really well done. It was a very good book.
Okay, so I went reading some mafia. Reading is still a little difficult, a little more of a challenge for me. But today, over the weekend, I did some digging, and Bellini Born by Sienna Trapp. Matteo's a single dad, and the mafia don. Summer is our heroine. She saves his daughter in a swimming incident and ends up becoming his nanny. So much chemistry, connection. It just was really, really good. Some of the plot points felt a little rushed and resolved a little quickly, but this is book one in the series, and I'm in it for book two. I think if you're a fan of Jill Ramsauer or Kylie Kent, and you kind of like that messy familiness of a series, this it's a little softer. It's not super dark, dark, not like a Zoe Blake or a
It's not like consent is very
important.
important
Yeah.
and all those
So
things.
that was Bellini Born by Sienna Trapp. I really enjoyed it. So
And that actually just that spins off from her hockey series. Like the sister is the last book in the hockey series. And so this is like the spinoff from that.
yep. So make sure you are back here Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We'll be live with author Amelie Howard and celebrating book two of her Starkeeper series. This is a why choose romanticy. And I've read book one and I'm listening to book two now, really enjoying it. This is not my genre, but I'm a huge Amelie Howard fan, so I'm excited for the opportunity to talk to her. She puts a lot of herself, like her cultural self, into the book, like magic of like Trent, because she's from Trinidad, and so like you have some of those vibes in it, and it's well done. And then next Sunday we'll be back here at 9 p.m. and we have two authors with us next Sunday.
Sure, we do.
So, because author Sawyer Bennett and author Bill Keenan will be joining us to talk about the launch of a new project that they're co-writing together. So, details of that to come. So, that's a wrap on our revisit of mafia romance. Whether you love the danger, the morally gray hero, the power play, or the intense loyalty that comes with family and empire, mafia romance delivers something that few other subgenres can: high stakes, high passion, and heroes who would absolutely ruin anyone who threatens the woman they love. It's drama, devotion, danger, all wrapped up into one very addictive package. But if we did not mention a mafia author that you love, like we didn't talk about Neva Alta, but we talk about her all the time. But if there's an author that you are reading mafia romance from that we didn't talk about, we would love to hear from you. Please let us know what your favorite mafia romance is or favorite mafia author is. You can find us on all social medias at Buzzing About Romance. And don't forget to check out bookcaseandcoffee.com for reviews, recommendations, and other more romance goodness, along with our on-the-shelf show notes. Heather and Leah, thank you so much for joining me.
It's always a good time.
I'm glad to be back. And we'll see you Wednesday night. Until next time.
Happy reading, everybody.
Find us on Instagram at Buzzing About Romance or on Twitter at Buzzing Romance. If you like the podcast, please leave a review. If you'd like to support us directly, join the Bookcase and Coffee Patreon and receive exclusive content only available to Patreon members. Check out bookcaseandcoffee.com for our on-the-shelf show notes.